Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
There is a battle for your mind, a battle between good and evil. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 5, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And pay attention to the last part of this verse, because it says, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. When it comes to what goes on between your ears, remember that the Bible tells you to take every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And allow me to put it a different way. Guard your mind. Guard yourself against everything that can influence your thinking in a negative or worldly way. And this means that there are some people you should not be friends with because they affect your mind. They affect your spirit. There are some books you should not read because they plant seeds of thought that are contrary to God's word. There are some TV shows you shouldn't watch because they fill your mind with unclean images. There are some relationships that are no good for you because they weigh you down and bring strife into your mind. There are even some songs you shouldn't listen to because they pollute your mind. In every department of your life, make sure that you are guarding your mind. Guard it when it comes to what you meditate on. Guard it when it comes to what you dwell on. Let it be God first in all that you do. Let it be God always and forever. God first and last. God under my feet. God above my head. God all around me.
When it comes to faith in Jesus Christ, there is no such thing as a neutral stance. You cannot have one foot in and one foot out when it comes to the things of God. You can't ever be on the fence when it comes to serving Jesus Christ or not. The Lord doesn't tolerate a lukewarm person. You're either hot for the Lord and burning for Him, or you are cold and you reject Him. There is no middle ground. The Bible tells us in James 4, verse 8, "Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." If we claim to be followers of Christ, we cannot be split down the middle. We need to be all in for God. Then He will draw near to us and supply us with all that we need to live that radical yet rewarding life. Consider Jesus' words in Matthew 6, verse 24. "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." Now, here's an exercise for you. Replace the word money with anything. You cannot serve God and your career. You cannot serve God and validation from others. You cannot serve God and your addiction. If we're not completely devoted to God, then we are not truly His followers. In some ways, being a half-hearted Christian is even worse than not being one at all. Listen to how strong these words are.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Revelation 3, verses 15 and 16, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. If you can truly understand the offer that Jesus is laying before you, you have a choice to make. Give your entire life to Him and allow Him to transform and bless you. Or you can insist on doing things your way, and God can become an afterthought. We have a choice, saints. Surrender or rebel. Bow down to Christ or bow down to the devil. Serve Jesus or serve this world. There is no third option. You are in one camp or the other. You can never be in both camps at the same time. 1 John 2 verse 15 says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." This might seem harsh, but what John means here is that our love for the Lord must be so great that we're willing to give up everything for Him, even the things we love most. We must count them as loss compared to the treasure that we have in Christ. Would you give up anything for Jesus Christ? I believe that we can all be found guilty of loving the world more than we love God. So often our focus tends to be on earthly things rather than the things of God. The truth is, we can't pursue God half the time and worldly pleasure the other half. We can't be a friend of God and a friend of the world. God deserves our complete and undivided devotion. So, what should we do in light of these things? We absolutely need to pursue the things of God. Pursue His presence in your life. Pursue revival in your heart. Don't be double-minded. Fix your eyes completely on Jesus, and He will help you turn away from every other distraction.
Consider this for a moment. The Bible says, "As a man thinks, so is he." The thoughts and inclinations of the heart shape the reality of who you are. They shape your thinking, which will ultimately shape your actions. What you think is what you become. You could even say that the quality of your thoughts determines the quality of your life. And so the question becomes, how do I filter my thoughts so that they are constructive instead of being destructive? How do I eliminate the sinful thoughts, the ungodly thoughts, the lustful thoughts? Because we need to realize that we are bombarded by the things of the world each and every day. Our thoughts are invaded by what we see, what we hear, the people we spend time with. But my brothers and sisters, instead of being polluted in your mind by this world, I urge you to take a minute and think. Just think. What are God's thoughts towards me? In those moments when my own thoughts tell me that you can't do this, God's word says, yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. When I hear that's impossible or that'll never happen, I tell myself Luke 18, verse 27, all things are possible with God. When you feel lost, when you feel alone and isolated, tell yourself Hebrews 13, verse 5, where God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. When you're overwhelmed with your problems, meditate on 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Cast all your burdens on God, for He cares for you. When you find yourself thinking that your situation or struggle is too much, you're too tired, God says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. When you start thinking thoughts like, I can't figure this life out, I don't know what my purpose is, Psalms 37, verse 23 tells you that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So make a conscious decision to win the battle of your mind today. Don't let negative thoughts or negative words contaminate you. The scripture tells us to guard our minds because the mind is a doorway, and you are the only one who can determine what goes in and what stays. So immerse yourself in God's word so that you can realize who you are in Christ. You are well able and strong in the Lord. You are a winner. You are the head and not the tail. You are more than a conqueror. So from today, speak with boldness. Pray with authority. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, make your request be made known to God. Peace, victory, and faith. This should be your portion in the Lord. If your thinking is limited, your life will be limited. If you're going to reach your highest potential, you have to, you simply must, hold on to what God says about you, not man. So let me ask you this. What is playing over and over in your mind? What is feeding your self-esteem? What is impacting your confidence? What are you dwelling on? Those thoughts. Are you paying attention to them? Because in one way or another, it shapes you. So I encourage you to renew your mind. Get your mind right. There is nothing more powerful. There is nothing more empowering than a transformed mind, a renewed mind, a mind fixed on the author and perfecter of our faith, Jesus Christ.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.